This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, masks. The CDC says, as you know, and as Lynette and I were talking about, that in almost all circumstances, it is not necessary for people who are fully vaccinated to wear masks, outdoors or in. Local governments, of course, still have their rules, and businesses can require masks too, but we are back to that place we were early on in the pandemic when public-facing businesses, retailers specifically, are now having to manage mask mandate complexities. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one for us.
Arthur Gathers is a meat and seafood clerk at a Kroger near Richmond, Virginia. Retail workers around the country have been harassed and physically attacked while enforcing mask mandates, so he's been looking forward to the day he'll no longer have to deal with the issue.
It's going to be a very nice thing if it gets to that point.
But he doesn't think that point is now. Though he's fully vaccinated, he worries some who aren't will use the new guidance as an excuse to go unmasked and continue to spread the virus.
I'm sure that there's some kind of variants out there that you possibly still can contract. So it's still scary.
Kroger has announced it will continue to require masks for the time being, as have Target, Starbucks, and Home Depot, while other stores are reviewing their policies.
The updated guidance has created an impossible situation for retailers.
Lisa Labruno is with the Retail Industry Leaders Association.
There is now ambiguity in expectations, both from retail team members and from customers.
She says retailers have to weigh the personal safety and comfort concerns of workers and customers, consider local infection numbers and local laws. Karen Clark owns a vintage shop outside Santa Barbara, California, where a statewide mask mandate is still in place.
As soon as the news broke, we had people coming in the store without masks, and we said, you know, you need to wear masks in our shop. And they're like, well, we don't have to anymore.
Evidence suggests vaccinations will drive down cases enough to make mandates unnecessary. But right now, a lot of businesses aren't ready to rip off that Band-Aid or mask just yet. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.